John Guthrie was named by the White House as the new ambassador to Sudan in early January. The U.S. Congress approved his appointment in July. Guthrie arrived Khartoum on Wednesday to assume his post as the first U.S. ambassador to Sudan in nearly 25 years. Ties between the United States and Sudan were severely strained under the three-decade rule of former President Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted in 2019. The U.S. permanently lifted a number of sanctions on Sudan in October 2017, saying Khartoum had begun addressing concerns about terrorism and human rights abuses against civilians in the country's Darfur region. The U.S. government blacklisted Sudan in 1993 as a state sponsor of terrorism, as the Bashir administration hosted al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, who resided in the country for 4 years in the 1990s. The lifting of sanctions rescinded measures imposed in 1997 related to terrorism concerns and other steps put in place in 2006 in connection with the conflict in Darfur. The sanctions were temporarily eased just before President Barack Obama left the office. His administration cited the same progress the Trump administration noted in 2017. The ambassador's arrival comes as Sudan reels from deepening unrest and a deteriorating economy, which worsened after last year's military coup. A statement released by the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum on Wednesday said Ambassador Guthrie will work to strengthen relations between the American and the Sudanese people and to support their aspirations to freedom, peace, justice, and a transition to democracy. It said Guthrie also looks forward to, quote, advancing priorities related to peace and security, economic development, and food security, end quote. Some Sudanese analysts say the ambassador's arrival can be interpreted in many ways. Political analyst and writer Meki Al-Maghribi says Guthrie's presence in Khartoum is a definite boost to relations between the two countries.
It's not just a message. It is something very big. It's an opening of a new chapter, because the United States is a country of institutionalism. So when they do an institutional step, it was based on studies and new plans.
Relations with Washington eased under Sudan's transitional government led by former Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, but those ties quickly evaporated after last October's military coup led by Army General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who disbanded the civilians-run government. Al-Maghribi says he believes the appointment of Ambassador Guthrie is timely, considering his previous work experience, including his stint as acting chief of the anti-terrorism unit at the State Department.
I think he's lucky because he spent more than 6 months waiting for this final appointment and final approval by the U.S. administration and the Congress. And I think he spent this time in how to study Sudan and the region. He speaks Arabic and he is well informed with Sudanese issue, among other Arab world and Africa.
Sudanese journalist Abdul Munem Abu Idris, who has followed U.S. foreign relations in the Horn of Africa for years, says the U.S. is increasing its presence in the Sudan to counter the expansion of Russia's presence in the area.
There's a great progress of some African countries' relation with the Russians, especially the movement of Russian in Sudan region, I mean the Horn of Africa and the Red Sea. For this, the Americans, they want a high-ranked diplomat to be in Khartoum so as he can manage to run the relation with the Sudanese government.
Haj Hamad, a political science lecturer at Khartoum University, expects Guthrie will play a significant role in whatever political settlement is reached in Sudan. He says any move to favor the military component will not solve Sudan's problems.
There is a principal disagreement between civilians and the military. No longer they are tolerating any kind of sharing. Those who are going to extend such kind of partnership, I think they will still keep the country in this turmoil of street demonstrations, riots, strikes.
Godfrey worked as the acting counter-terrorism coordinator and acting special envoy to the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. He formerly worked as the acting deputy chief of mission and political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and as the U.S. deputy secretary of state's chief of staff. He also worked for international organizations in Baghdad, Iraq, Tripoli, Libya, and Damascus in Syria. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.